tonight on Ice Road Truckers.
At least them two would treat someone like a human being.
Fire.
I might burn the crow's nest right to the ground.
Thin ice.
It's making so much noise. I'm bobtail.
And boiling tempers.
You know what, Bye? Here. You like little notes? Here's your little note.
Change the war on the winter roads.
Fix the mother. That's your job.
Get the out of my job.
If you don't want to work here and you're pissed off, you can go.
Battle to take over Winnipeg. Polar Industries and VP Express are in a dead heat and already heading north. Lisa Kelly's fighting to keep Polar in the lead.
Sun is out. I just turned on the winter roads heading toward Bengasi. Going to Bengasi to get that second trailer that I didn't get the other day.
She's on a mission to recover two trailers that have been stuck on the winter roads for a year.
This is
on her last trip to the remote village, she managed to dig out one trailer. But there's still one more to go before Polar can call the job done.
I've tried to replay all the scenarios in my head that I could possibly think that could go wrong with this thing. As far as not being able to get it out is if I can't find where the problem is. But it's got to get done. Still a little ways away, but I think we're coming up to the lake.
Fishing Lake has over 100 miles of shoreline and is one of the longest crossings on the winter roads. And after hours under the sun, the ice is primed for disaster.
Truck went through the ice a couple days ago, so the possibility is extremely real and very there. Yeah, there's a pretty deep crack here. Keep thinking, oh, it'll never happen to me, it'll never happen to me. But it happened to someone. Just thinking about other trucks going through, it just makes it so possible. Reality kicks you in the butt. It's making so much noise. It's like popping. Freaking scary. Yeah, this doesn't look like it should be making noises like that. Like, I'm seeing the cracks that I'm making. I'm making those cracks. Maybe the warm weather finally got to it. I don't think I've ever heard ice crossing so far make this much noise. It might actually be a possibility of going through. Oh yeah, she's a cracking. That reminds me of like gunshots. You can hear it crack and then you can hear it go up the ice.
hasn't even made it across. She's still got to come back hauling 15 tons. 200 miles west.
Get him up and get him back.
Hugh Rowland's on his way back to VP Express.
Make some cash. That's what it's all about.
He's finally got loads and drivers moving. And money flowing into the new company.
Art's the only problem we've had on the road this year is Art so far. The first trip was basically self-inflicted. And then that was the beginning of all end right there.
Since joining VP Express, Art Burke's been struggling.
You must be f***ing kidding me. Did you pull the pin?
Yes, of course I pulled the pin.
Well, the truck was there.
Well, this is a dandy situation now, ain't it?
And before his latest trip...
Can you read this?
The bosses warned him it might be his last.
Last chance.
He's a wrecking machine, man. I'm not giving him another chance. We had a meeting and we told him, right out, this is your last chance. We wrote him letters, so he just didn't hear that. He had to read it for himself. It said, last chance. I don't want anybody out there that can't look after themselves. I mean, if I got to babysit the brain fart all the way up there and all the way back, it takes us 4 days to make a trip. I can make one in 2 days. I may as well be doing that myself. I don't like that. I figure if you can't do it on your own, you shouldn't be out there. I'm a little hard ass or hard nosed, I guess, sometimes, but I don't ask nobody to do nothing I won't do, and he can't do anything that I can do. That's all there is to it.
Only 50 miles back.
But I'll tell you the truth, I'll be so glad to get home.
Art's also headed to Winnipeg. On a collision course with his bosses.
This ice road season has been hard on the head. The bolt that I'm getting from that clown there and that other goon. Like, that, well, I wasn't expecting that, eh? Then they called me to the office with that stupid touch-up. What the kind of a touch-up was that? Take me in there and lay that on me, too, with him sitting across the table. That big fat prick sitting back there for sake, you think he was some big mafia dude or something. Well, I'm surprised he wasn't smoking a cigar. At least them two clowns, Hugh and Vlad, would treat someone like a human being. Hasn't even got enough respect to call me by my name.
An old brain fart here.
Hey, Bart, can you hear us way up here?
There he is, he fart.
You got 550 horses there, Bart. Please open your up on them.
See? I'm not used to working with people like that. With people that go around with their nose in the air and think they don't stink. The company's a whole run thing. The trucks are junk, so to cover their ass, you need a fall guy, right? I don't like when people be around, man. That thing in the office, when they were laughing at me there, I'll tell you. It's been like a week, man, and my guts still roll when I think about it. I got a hard time letting something go, man. A hard time. I might, the last day, I might sneak back and set this afire. Burn the crow's nest right to the ground. Do I stoop to that level and smash that in the teeth when this is all over? I'm still thinking about it. Maybe he'll kick my ass. But I'll tell you, you best be on the ball. Right on the ball.
While tempers are running high with Team VP, over at Polar, it's not looking any better.
If I don't make enough money around here, I'm going to quit.
Daryl Ward's blaming the company for a broken truck and broken promises.
Everything around here is up. Nobody seems to fix it.
Throughout the season, the winter roads have taken a toll on Daryl's rig.
Ooh, rodeo!
And now his truck is down for repairs, putting the brakes on earning paychecks.
Now got me ready to go, Joe. Find my problem?
Yeah, you broke an axle.
Or the axle was already fractured because the thing's a 94 with a million and a half miles on it.
Just too hard on it, Daryl.
Hey, I don't give a about that.
Sure the drivers are not abusing the truck.
Give me an axle and get this put back together. I don't have time to wait on you.
You know what? Get out of my shop. I'll call you when it's ready, and then we'll go from there.
Fix the mother. That's your job.
Get the out of my shop. Tired of this bullshit.
I don't give a Joe. No, you, Joe. I will find another job. I don't need this bullshit.
Coming up.
I'm not happy here at all. I don't feel there's any sense in me being here.
The Art of War. In the sub-zero temperatures of Manitoba lies Lake Winnipeg, covered in a thin sheet of ice. At over 900 square miles and 118 feet deep, Lake Winnipeg is one of the biggest lakes in the world. Its newly opened ice crossing is a critical route that hasn't been tested by drivers from either company.
Holy shamoli. Off to our next adventure. Yahoo!
Alex Dibogorski's picking up a 35-ton mobile cement plant. And on his way back, he'll be the first to cross the lake.
Oh, it'll be an interesting trip. I'm not sure why the lake crossing is. You want to be fooling around on the ice. I don't like cold water. I'm not real good in warm water. Can't swim.
Valued at over $500,000, it's one of Poehler's highest-priced hauls of the season.
Oh, Lord.
Look at that. I don't know how we're going to get it out of there.
But first, he has to get it out of the yard.
The tires are hitting right on it. The problem is the trailer was dropped in the snow. One side is down, too low. So we got to come up with a way of getting under here. So I'm going to try to come from this corner here. I'm hoping to get the fifth wheel under the corner without shoving it sideways. Might not be the smartest thing, but we're gonna play with it.
One miscalculation could damage the $500,000 haul.
Okay, that looks better. We need a shovel and some blocks.
Alex plans to prop up the landing gear to create enough space to hook up.
I'm hoping that rock will do the job. We're gonna back under and hook it up, I guess. See what happens next. Let's go break some ice, I guess.
At least the more excitement in my life.
That was so much fun, I can't stand it. So we're off like a herd of turtles.
While Alex prepares to hit the ice with 35 tons, back in Winnipeg, another Poehler driver may be hitting the road for good.
Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Good, good. You here to see me?
Yeah, I just got a few little issues.
All right.
Daryl Ward needs to make enough cash to spend the summer with his family, but his workload and wallet have been lighter than expected.
When I came into this, I didn't know Mark. Came up here, went to work for him. You know, I expected a little bit more than he delivered to begin with. A little frustrated with a few things, you know. A few things on my truck that need to be repaired that have been in here. I come in here and my dash is tore apart. Everybody knows my load is going. Truck ain't ready. I have to put it back together myself to get your load delivered on time. Off these back hauls, I'm pulling a high boy flatbed. I can't haul a bus back on that.
Okay, slow down. We're in the business here to take loads up on the winter roads. The back hauls are just a bonus, okay? Now, the type of trailer you take is based on the haul up. We try and find a back haul that's going to go with the trailer you already have on.
Okay, what am I to do with these back hauls when I get sent somewhere? And, oh, yeah, you got a back haul, possibly. I talk to the people, and they don't know anything about it. Well, you might have to wait around for a couple of days, and we'll have something coming back. I can't wait around for a couple days on a load. I need these back hauls, you know. I've gone through a divorce. I've gone through a whole bunch of financial bull, and this is the reason why I'm here. To make enough money to get myself out of the jam that I'm in. I came up here to make the money. I want the back haul.
Just need to calm down. We'll get everything set up. We've got some big hauls coming up. We're waiting for a road to open out of Red Sucker Lake. We got that airport move that I promised you right from the start.
You need to communicate maybe a little bit more with me on these things that are coming up, because I've been sitting here wondering, where is the... I've been here for quite a while, and it's almost like I'm searching for loads.
If you want to sit around and look for loads, like I said, you'd be more than welcome to go down the road and work for VP. Because that's all they're doing. They're sitting around looking for loads. If you don't want to work here and you're pissed off, you can go. That's fine. I've got some big loads for you. So you got to tell me, are you in or are you out?
Keep me busy and I'm in.
I'll keep you busy.
Keep me busy. Don't make me sit. Don't make me wait.
I'll keep you busy.
I am in.
Let's make it work.
All right.
All right, let's go.
The ice roads don't last long. I need as many loads as I can get to take care of my problems at home. You know, keep me loaded. Keep me on the road. That's all I ask. That's the only way I'm going to make any money.
You know, once in a while, we get a driver that gets frustrated. You got to make sure everybody's on the same page. I'd rather a driver come in here and talk to me rather than have it all built up and then I find out, you know, he's out running his mouth on the road or this and that. We're a team here at Polar. If you're not a team player, we don't want you here.
As the heat simmers down at Polar, outside of town.
I say last chance to call me in the office and lay that on me. I'm telling you, boy, I'm not happy. At all.
Art Burke's just getting warmed up.
What the is with these people? What am I going to do about this, man? Am I going to let this go or what the f***? What? Smash him in the mouth. I'm not making no money here. Not to mention the bullshit that I'm taking. I don't have to talk, really. Like I say, I can get a job where I'm the f*** I want. So this morning, there's a very good chance that I might be telling them to go f*** themselves.
So how was the Tadouli ride?
Well, the Tadouli ride wasn't bad, buddy. It looked pretty rough. It was pretty cold.
So you're still surprised about the weather condition we got here?
No, I don't mind the weather conditions at all here. I don't mind the driving here. I'll tell you what my problem is. My problem is, I don't feel I'm making any money here. I've been broke down 3 times, working my ass off here, trying to get this to keep going and keep that to keep going. But I'm not happy here at all. I don't feel there's any sense in me being here.
At VP Express headquarters.
I'll tell you what my problem is.
Art Burke's meeting with the bosses.
My problem is, I don't feel I'm making any money here. I've been broke down 3 times, working my ass off here, trying to get this to keep going and keep that to keep going. I'm not happy here at all. I don't feel there's any sense in me being here. It's how I feel.
It sounds like that we've come to a mutual agreement here. Because that's why we called you in here, Art. We feel that it's not in our best interest to keep you on, so we're going to let you go.
You know what, buddy? Here.
We're all done here. You like little notes? I got a little note for you, lot. You guys go yourselves. Here's your little note. And I'll take my little jacket, and I'll depart.
See you around, bye.
Take care.
Apparently he don't like you, lad.
I want Ed here.
Don't go yet. Let me get my cameraman.
The cameraman. I want Ed here.
This is just me and you.
I want off the property.
I don't feel not letting go at all.
No, it doesn't matter at all. So I'm glad he's gone. He's out of our hair, and I don't feel so bad now that you got your little note there.
Yeah, that's a nice love letter, right?
Little does he know that nobody will ever hire him again, no.
I got to quit in a roundabout way, but as usual, the smiling suckers cut me off and wouldn't let me finish. Switched it around so they had the ball in their court. I had all the plans quit when I went in there, so I had that note made up for the suckers, eh? Same thing, truck, load, every thing, and then tell me they can't. I can't go by myself. They're two-faced suckers, man. They laugh behind me, right nice as to me when I'm in there. Behind my back, I'm just a sucker. Scabby pricks, man. I'm glad I don't work for them no more. I wouldn't get them to ship my carriages. Bowler's right down the street. I'm going to walk down there and see if I get a job, boy. This is what they wanted. Well, this is what they got. Hello. Hi, how are you today?
I'm good, and you?
We're good. My name is Art.
I'm Heather.
Heather, pleased to meet you, Heather. I'm looking for a guy named Mark, I think his name is.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if he's looking for someone to run the ice roads, tell you the truth.
Okay. Okay, well, come on in. We'll see if we'll talk to him. Mark? Hey. Just got a fellow here looking for some ice road work. Just wanted.
How you doing?
Not too bad at all. How are you today?
Good. Mark.
Art, pleased to meet you, buddy.
How you doing? Come on in. Sit down. So you're,
Unemployed.
Unemployed?
Yes.
What's going on?
It's working over at BP and it didn't go all that well, buddy.
No, why was that? Was it you? Was it them?
Oh, my God, man. That's a terrible place to work. I didn't get along with Hugh. I didn't get along with Fled. The whole atmosphere. They're nice to your face. They talk behind your back. I made 3 trips or broke down 3 times. And then took me in the office and gave me a big touch-up as if it was my fault.
So you're saying if I phone Hugh right now, he's not going to give me a very good reference, is he?
Probably not. Yeah. Probably not, eh?
Well, so you've got a little bit of a taste of the Manitoba Ice Roads. You want to get some more under your belt, is what you're saying?
I would like to get some more, yes.
Have you got a driver's abstract?
You know what, boy, believe it or not.
That's going to determine...
There you go, my friend.
So you've got 14 years experience with Class 1?
Yeah, pretty much 13, 14, yeah. This is actually my 5th year on the ice road. Okay. I got 4 in Yellowknife, right?
Okay. Yeah. Little speeding tickets. You know what? How quickly you want to get out on the roads? Because we've got a lot of loads. We got to get moving.
Whenever you want.
Yeah? And you start right away?
Right away.
Perfect. So what I'll do is I'll officially welcome you aboard.
Right on.
And what we'll do is...
As soon as I walked through that door, I knew. Mark was totally different. People smile here. They laugh, actually, and carry on. That doesn't happen over there. Over there, the whole morale is just... Just nothing. Nobody's happy. If you're not happy, you're not going to smile. Over here, the lady in the office is happy. They smile, carry on. That's the way it's supposed to be. That's what I'm used to.
Coming up, the big crack sinking right in there. We might be going through the ice. Forget that thing now. At Polar Headquarters in Winnipeg.
Polar Industries. All right. Bye-bye.
Owner Mark Ahakovich is getting bad news.
Hey, Daryl.
Yo.
Need your help.
Need my help.
Truck in the ditch. Grab the dually, the new Ford. Let's go.
we got somebody stuck in the ditch?
One of our drivers, just with the weather conditions.
A polar rig jackknifed in town, shutting down the hall.
Oh, there he is. Right in the middle of a major intersection.
It looks like a disaster here, Mark. It's a pretty big rig.
Yeah.
This is a pretty slick road.
Yeah, I hope we can get a bit of traction here.
You know what? I should have just phoned VP Express. They're not doing anything today.
They never are.
The truck's blocking both lanes of traffic. And Polar will face fines if they can't move it quickly.
I want your tires spinning. I'm going to back up. I want you in gear going before I hit the end of this trap.
Hooked up. Gerald tries to pull the 30-ton load off the road.
Hey, hang on.
All right.
Couple more times and it's coming out. Yeah, I'm gonna hit her low this time. I moved it. One more time. All right, Mark.
I'm hanging on.
Coming out this time.
Unbelievable.
You know, one of Polar's trucks ran off the road, coming around the corner, couldn't get out. Keep it out of the ditch! I ain't kidding you, man. He yanked it out of there. Took me a couple hits on her, but she done it. Done the job. You know, now I got to get my boss back to the shop. I need to get my loads on the road. I need to get going.
...200 miles northeast of Winnipeg, at 40 below.
I'm in the gassy. Wow, it's cold.
Lisa Kelly's heading to the second trailer that's been stuck in the Manitoba backcountry for a year.
And I'm going to go look for the trailer. Sure, I should remember where it's at. I think I'm just going to have to try to pin.
To hook up, Lisa's got to get her truck to latch on to the trailer's pin. In the sub-zero temperature, the latch that connects the trailer is frozen.
Just trying to figure out how to thaw it out so it works. This will not pin. Let me try it one more time real quick and then... Awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, it pinned.
Hooked up. All she has to do is pull the trailer free.
Oh, come on, baby. It looks frozen right in the dirt.
But after sitting for a year, The brakes are stuck and the tires are frozen in ice.
What a piece of ay, ay, ay. You want to try to rock it a few more times? Trailer. I'm pretty happy about it. I hope that it rides pretty nice. I hope no problems develop on the road. I'm pretty determined I'm going to just drag this stupid thing back to Winnipeg if I have to. It's out of the snowbank. It's going to Winnipeg.
Before this mission's done,
yeah,
she'll have to take the 15-ton trailer back across the thinning ice. As Lisa hits the road, Polar teammate Alex Debogorski is about to cross one of the largest lakes in the world.
I'm hauling a cement batch plant. It's a contraption for making cement. So this is like a mini cement plant. It's fairly big. It's only on one axle, so I'm sure it's maximum weight for that one axle. It's 15 feet tall at the highest part. It's as big as I'd like to have it for going across Lake Winnipeg. Any bigger is definitely going to be too big. So I'm pretty well maxed out for weight for going across the ice.
Alex is tempting fate as the first driver this season to cross Lake Winnipeg at maximum weight. And to get across, he'll have to get through the pressure ridge, crack in the lake where two sheets of ice collide. And one wrong move could send him into the water.
Okay, off we go. Just gonna creep onto the ice here.
We got some serious cracks here.
Well, the ice on this lake is very long, so when the ice expands, it's got nowhere to go. It's all laying like this. If the ice contracts, it'll pull apart and leave a hole. It'll be open leaves of water.
Near the middle of the lake, Alex approaches the pressure ridge.
And if the pressure ridge is new, we can go up there and just, all it is like a wall. It's a wall of ice. You can't get through it. The ice is that thick there, so. And if it opens up, then they have to lay a bridge down to go over the open water. You know, you can drop a wheel through or, you know, a piece can break off the ice and you can start, you know, having a problem right there. A person could get wet.
His first try, the big rig gets hung up. He's forced to back up for another run at the massive crack.
I can't see where the hell the trailer is going either. The big crack sinking right in there. We might be going through the ice. Get that thing out.
In the middle of Lake Winnipeg,
the big crack sinking right in there. So it might be going through the ice.
Polar driver Alex Demogorski stuck on thin ice and can't back up.
This batch plant is worth over $500,000. If it goes through the ice, it'd be a good way to bankrupt Polar. Get that thing out.
His rig is hung up on the pressure ridge and in danger of breaking through the massive crack that runs across the middle of the lake.
It's a very unsafe part here, very unstable. Can't see where the hell the trailer is going either. Like this, the ground, like the ice is cracked under here. That's why there's a ridge here.
Is over the pressure ridge, but only halfway across the lake.
I tried to get across once, and the trailer got stuck. The snowbank was cracked, so it means things are moving. The pressure ridges tend to move. That pressure ridge, as far as I'm concerned, is still alive. It's not, like, it's not frozen tight in there. I mean, you see, the snowbank is opened up. That means it's moving. So a person can go over there and I was sinking there. We got across the lake and now we're in solid ground. I'm not wet. I'm going back to Winnipeg. Get my load back home.
As Alex hammers down.
I'm leaving Benghazi now with my second trailer. Anyway, I'm just pulling out of there, heading back to Winnipeg.
Teammate Lisa Kelly's on her way back to Polar with the final piece of the recovery mission.
I went and had to get both trailers that have been there for over a year. Oh my gosh. You think you try to come prepared for one problem and it's a totally different problem. I didn't think pinning to it was going to be the hard part.
But before she gets back to Winnipeg, she'll have to retrace her steps across 300-foot-deep fishing lake, this time hauling over 15 tons.
I'm just getting to the ice crossing here. It's kind of sketchy putting some weight on. Let's get a trailer on here. I'm pretty much need to go to first gear because second gear is too fast here to drop down on the lake. That sweet little hill. Right here, and then we just drop down onto the ice. Yeah, there's no mistaking. It's not like, oh, I think I heard the ice crack. It's like, pow! Yeah, it's cracked. Oh my god! Whole lake is shifting. Every man for himself, this ship sinks. I don't know what my game plan is. Don't die. Maybe if I sit here and listen to it long enough, I'll get used to it. It's being noisy. I hear you. I hear you. Oh, yeah. Sounds like a crackling fire. You know, sometimes it snaps and pops a little louder. Mostly just snap, 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 pop. Still just snapping away. A lot more now. Now that we're getting near shore. Oh, you're being way too noisy there. Okay, you're making too much noise. yourself off the ice. That lake crossing was just as noisy as the first one. It's very noisy today. It's making all kinds of racket. I don't know what makes it noisy and what makes it not noisy. I kind of like it when it doesn't crack.
After conquering the ice crossing, Lisa makes it to the Polar Yard with the final trailer.
No, it was a good day. We got her done, so I'm going to crawl in my nice toasty truck over there and get some sleep.
Ed, 30 minutes behind Lisa.
We're home free, I believe.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Teammate Alex Dibagorski brings in his $500,000 cement plant.
Everything went well. I'm happy to have the load here, and it's money in the bank. And I'm ready for bed once again.
While Polars finish for the day, BP Express is holding their own.
It's about 5 o'clock in the morning to get this son of a load in here. And then I got a couple of pieces of equipment I got to load back on my trailer for a backhaul to take back to Winnipeg.
Even without former employee Art Burke.
And they just wasn't pulling it off. So we had to let him go. And it was kind of a, you know, it's a bad deal for him, but that's the way it worked out. And he went down the road and hired on with Polar. Art's a steering wheel holder. He's not a truck driver.
Back in Winnipeg.
This is what I do in my spare time, bud. When I'm bored, I come in here and play pool. I played a lot of this over the years, man. I ain't too shabby at it. I tell you, man. I used to play this for money years ago. I can make more money doing this than a trucking with you, I'll tell you that. I would consider myself someone that's very revengeful. But you gotta be patient, man. I used to go hunting ducks with my grandfather years ago when I was a kid, eh? And we'd go down to the duck pond, and he'd get the shotgun out, and we'd crawl up. I was already a tiny, tiny little fella, and we'd sneak up. And he'd put the gun out through the bushes right slow, eh? And I'd be sitting there waiting for the bang. And it seemed like forever. But he'd sit there, and he'd wait, and he'd wait, and he'd wait, and he'd wait till all the ducks swam together in a little group, and then he'd let strip and get them all. And I learned that. And you can take that and apply it to everyday life. Because I'll wait years. I'll wait. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. And I'll wait, and I'll wait, and I'll wait. And 6 months down the road, you wouldn't be here. People wouldn't even remember your name. Enjoy it while you're here, because this might be it. Hey?
Next time on Ice Road Truckers. It's a tug of war between BP Express and Polar.
How's he for a boss?
Oh,
as roads start to melt.
This is probably the thinnest ice I've ever crossed before. Whoa!
And roads disappear.
Well, Art, we just run out of road.
It never ends.
Hugh crosses enemy lines.
Hey, Lisa, you on there?